Should we customize our news feeds? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ivan Dilko, assistant professor in the Department of Communication at the University of Buffalo, explores whether curating is a good idea or part of the problem.
Customizability is a key element of the modern information age, present on many top websites like Facebook, Google News, and Twitter. This tool lets visitors select what type of stories a site delivers to them. But this user-driven technology also has a system-driven counterpart that relies on software code, sometimes operating covertly, that in political context prioritizes stories that align with users' political views. On the surface, this sounds like a useful feature, but customizability actually deepens personal biases. Our study experimentally tested the political effects of customization and revealed the dark side of this technology. We found that customizability increased consumption of information one agrees with and decreased the information one disagrees with on various political topics. The effect was particularly strong among political moderates. This type of information diet is called political selective exposure, and it increases political polarization. Sites initially created these personalization tools to help users cope with information overload. Unfortunately, these popular technologies can unintentionally hurt our democracy by surrounding users with like-minded information. This facilitates development of incorrect beliefs and extreme attitudes. System-driven customizability, sometimes called a filter bubble, is particularly troubling because sites remove substantial content automatically without consulting or even notifying the users. We all should be alert to how these popular algorithms might negatively affect us and try to break out of the bubbles created by various online news and social media platforms. The owners of these sites should also be mindful of the unintentional harm that popular technological products cause and try to minimize it.
That was Ivan Dilko of the University at Buffalo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AACNU, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good. The cult of personality.